Hello and welcome. Here we are going to compare intraoral scanners with traditional dental impressions in a clear and practical way. The goal is simple, to understand which method works better, when each one makes sense, and why the answer is not the same for every patient or every dental case. Let's start with the basic difference. A traditional impression uses a tray filled with material, such as alginate, PVS, or polyether. The patient bites or holds the tray in the mouth until the material sets. This creates a physical mold of the teeth and soft tissue. That mold may then be sent to a dental lab, poured into a stone model, or scanned later. An intraoral scanner works differently. Instead of using impression material, the dentist moves a small scanner tip inside the mouth. The scanner captures the teeth and tissue optically and creates a three-dimensional digital model. That file can be checked on screen, saved, sent to the lab, or used in CAD/CAM design. So, which one is better? The honest answer is, it depends on the case. In many daily dental procedures, intraoral scanners offer clear benefits. They are often more comfortable for patients, faster after the dental team learns the scan path, easier to share with labs, and useful for crowns, short span restorations, clear aligners, implant crowns, night guards, and patient records. But traditional impressions are not gone. They still have value in cases where digital scanning becomes difficult. If the margin is deep under the gum, if there is blood or saliva, if the patient has limited mouth opening, or if the area is hard to see, a scanner may not capture the detail the lab needs. In those cases, a well-done traditional impression may still be the safer choice. Comfort is one of the biggest reasons many patients prefer digital scans. A scanner tip is much smaller than a full tray of impression material. This matters for patients with a strong gag reflex, dental anxiety, breathing trouble during impressions, or a bad past experience.